Our opening hymn this morning in the Red Church Hymnal, hymn 353, Give to God a Mortal Praise. The Lord be with you. Good morning, friends. Please take your seats. You're most welcome this morning to St. Finian's. A service of morning prayer will begin momentarily on page 101. I thought I'd go over just a couple of quick notices for you. Monday Toddlers is back in action, and let me tell you, as the curate, it is really fun to be with the toddlers, and it is wonderful to have so many of them running about and peacefully and kindly wrecking the place. It's wonderful. It is a beautiful thing that we have so many little ones to come and be a part of our community in that way. We also have Boys Brigade has started back up, so on Monday nights and Tuesday nights, Boys Brigade and Anchor Boys. Tuesday at 11, the crafters are back in action. We have pickleball in the afternoon. And then Wednesday morning, we have Holy Communion, followed by some tea. And then this week, the ladies' group is meeting at 2, and they're going to hear a wee talk about community development from Tesco. A lady from Tesco is coming. And I don't know if you know that there is a community hub, and Tesco does a lot with community stuff. And so you'll get a chance to hear about that. Pilates and Alpha at 7:30. On Thursday, we'll have our prayers over Zoom, and I'm to remind you that on Saturday, we're having a church work party here on the grounds from 9 to 11, and if you have questions, talk to Jim. I also want to make you aware of just a couple of diocesan events that are occurring in the next couple of weeks. We have this lovely partnership and connection with Maridi in Sudan, and the bishop and his wife from Maridi are in country, and so there's a few events that are going to be taking place with them. So there is a Rejoice Evening on the 24th down in Lisburn at the Vic Wren. There's a men's breakfast on the 27th, and there are two ladies' events on the 30th and then on October 4th that are happening. If you want more info on those, visit the diocesan webpage or their Facebook, because they have all of the details for those events that you could go to. Next Sunday, we'll have Holy Communion at 9, morning prayer at 11, with Sunday School and Youth Fellowship, and evening prayer at 7 p.m. I believe those are all of the notices. So, our service of morning prayer begins on page 101, and Gillian is going to lead us.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The psalm appointed for this morning's service shows God's goodness in both blessing and hardship. Together we read Psalm 119, verses 65 to 72. It can be found on page 735 of the prayer book. You have dealt graciously. You have dealt graciously with your servant, according to your word, O Lord. O teach me true understanding and knowledge, for I have trusted in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are gracious and do good. O Lord, teach me your statutes. The proud has smeared me with lies, but I will keep your commandments with my whole heart. Their heart was become gross with fat, but my delight is in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is dearer to me than a hoard of gold and silver. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Would you be seated for our first reading?
The first reading this morning is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. Amen.
During our next hymn, the children will leave for Sunday school, and we wish them well as they go. We sing hymn number 563, Commit Your Ways to God, Your Works into His Hands. Please be seated.
Our second lesson this morning is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turning to page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. The Collect for the Feast Day of St. Matthew. O Almighty God, whose blessed Son called Matthew the tax collector to be an apostle and evangelist, give us grace to forsake the selfish pursuit of gain and the possessive love of riches, that we may follow in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we prepare to receive God's word, we stand to sing hymn number 630, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable to you, our rock and our salvation. Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, I wonder if you notice anything just slightly different this morning about up here. Any ideas as to what has been normal the last couple months? You might notice that the colours are a little bit different, aren't they? Right, so we've got this lovely red here and over there, and this morning a communion red rather than green. Green for the ordinary time. Now, red is this lovely colour that we use for feast days or important days or holy days. And you're going, right, okay, well, what's so significant about today then? Well, friends, it is the feast of Saint Matthew in the church calendar, where we stop for a moment to think about Matthew and think about him as a disciple and think about his life and his ministry and his vocation. And for us as a church to honor that, but also to think about what that means maybe for us in our life. So the readings this morning were a little bit more geared into his story, as well as asking us some questions about ours. And so this morning we're going to go on a short little journey, and there's really a couple of things that I want us to think about in light of these readings. We're going to look at the individual, we're going to look at the community, and we're going to look at what learning looks like in the middle of those two things. So that's where we're headed. Now, this reading in Matthew begins with Jesus going on from where he was, and he sees this man named Matthew, and he's sitting in a tax collector's booth. And Jesus says, "Follow me." And then Matthew gets up and follows him. I don't know about you, but if I was just sitting somewhere and somebody came walking by and was like, "Follow me," I don't know if I would just get up and just follow that person. But Jesus is different, right? And Matthew probably would have understood this and known about some of the things that this person, this Jesus, had done. And so when Jesus is walking by and sees him, probably in a situation that as a tax collector, he felt completely unseen. And Jesus looks at him and he says, "I see you. Come follow me." Now, that is where we're going to start. To be seen. How many of you have ever felt like nobody saw you? Nobody paid you any attention? Nobody honored the work that you do or did? That your friends, that your family, that maybe even the church, that everything about you was just sort of overlooked? That you weren't noticed? I bet Matthew felt the same way. We know from history and tradition that to be a tax collector as a Jew was probably among the worst professions to have. They weren't liked, right? They were outside the framework of the community. And so here's this fellow Matthew who makes his living collecting taxes for empire, who oversees this group of people, who maybe takes fairly, maybe doesn't. He's a wealthy man, but he is certainly an outsider. And he's not seen. And he's maybe not seen for the right reasons, but he's not seen. And Jesus comes, looks him square in the face and says, "Matthew, I see you. Do you want to trade all of that? Do you want to trade all of those things? Do you want to trade all of the power, all of the wealth, all of the money to come be a part of my community? Drop what you're doing and follow me." Matthew is seen. That's a significant thing. Jesus saying, "Follow me." He says, "Come with me. Enter into relationship with me. Be in my relationships with others. Be a part of my community. I am doing something new. And I am breaking down the boundaries. Won't you come?" And in all of the emotion and all the things that Matthew could have mustered in this moment, he gets up from his job, from his outsiderness, and follows Jesus. There's a lot of information in one sentence, isn't there? So we then go to the next, because after Matthew gets up and follows him, we see that Jesus is then having dinner in Matthew's house. And while there were other tax collectors and sinners who come to eat with Jesus and his disciples. So Matthew follows, says, "Hey, Jesus, why don't you and your friends come over to my house for dinner? Let me host you. Let me be hospitable to you." And so they gather and they break bread together and they eat. So if the first thing that we talk about is Jesus seeing, the second thing we have to talk about then is, what is a community? What does it mean then to go from being outside to going inside? And this is the picture. What is the status quo? We see it in the response of the Pharisees, right? Because all the sinners and the tax collectors are gathered at Matthew's house. And the Pharisees see this and they ask the disciples, "What's the story here? Your teacher eats with tax collectors and sinners. Why is he breaking bread? Why is he being, in one sense, intimate in that way, having a party, having fellowship, laughing, being hospitable with those people?" Sort of one of those things where, like, you know, when someone's being passive aggressive, they're talking to you, but they're actually hoping that the other person hears what they're saying about them. Happens a lot in restaurants. And on hearing this, Jesus says, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." So we have to stop and ask ourselves, if we have heard the call, that we've been seen, that Jesus has said, "Come follow me," what does that look like as a community? Right? The individual call, we've heard the call, we follow Jesus. But what does that look like for us then as the community? Where do we fail within the status quo? Protecting ideals, rituals, traditions. Who gets to come through the doors? Who doesn't? The sinners. Today's proverbial tax collectors. Those people outside on the margins, on the fringes. Is our response more like Jesus, who welcomes and says, "You know what? I don't mind what you've done. You might be a sinner, you might be a tax collector, but I'm going to be hospitable. I'm going to welcome you." And Matthew, who was the outsider, says, "I want everybody to come to my house and have a party. We're going to have a dinner." Or are we like the Pharisees, who are more curious about, well, why are they here? Who let them in the door? How did they get a pass in here? We're afraid they're going to do something to the grounds. We have to ask ourselves the question about welcome, about hospitality. You see, this call that Jesus gives, in the stories we see him calling his disciples, right? You have, on the one hand, you have fishermen, right? The common man, accepted in the life of a community. Hey, that's a normal one. We'd say, oh, yeah, yeah. But then you got the outsider, the tax collector, the despised. And the call is the same. Follow me. Follow me. Each one of us has a very interesting story. Every one of us. The life we've lived, the things that we've done, the choices that we've made, the families that we've had, the mistakes we've made. In one sense, we might be like the common part of the community. In another sense, we might have been the outsider. Point is, at some point in your life, you were outside and now you're in. Do we allow those who are outside to come in? And are we hospitable to that outsiderness? Because the third thing that we talk about this morning, going from the individual to the community, is what Jesus says to the individual and the community about it. He says, "Go and learn what this means." Right? He's just told them that it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What a hard thing. Because we like law, we like order, we like things to be how they are. We want standards, don't we? But what if the standard is the thing that's limiting us from hospitality, from welcome, from love, from mercy? And see, here's the thing and why this is relevant to Matthew. Because if you walk with me for a second, Matthew is this person who is a Jew. He's in part of the Jewish community who becomes a disciple of Jesus and follows him and is one of his disciples and sees the miracles and does the things that Jesus does. But then he writes it down in this lovely book, right? And this book is geared at and aimed towards a people who were Jewish who then learned to follow Jesus. It's a justification. It's a telling of the story. And it places Jesus with this ultimate authority. Because if you're paying attention to what the book of Matthew actually does, is it retells the whole of the Old Testament in the person of Christ. Right? In the Old Testament, the most important things are the law, the prophets, and the temple. And Matthew gives us this lovely picture of the Beatitudes, right? And the Sermon on the Mount, which are just fulfillments of that which the Old Testament law dictated. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Isn't that what Jesus says? On these two things hang everything. Matthew writes that down. And then you see in this particular little passage, we go, Jesus is the one who interprets the law better than Moses, better than David, better than the fathers. And then he quotes Hosea 6, I desire mercy over sacrifice. So Jesus is a better interpreter of the law than the prophets. That's the establishment that Matthew lays down in this book for us to understand as we follow Jesus, as we carry on all that God had laid out in the Old Testament into the new. It's saying, friends, go and learn what this means, that we desire mercy over sacrifice. What or whose side are we on? As individuals, as a community, do we hear the call of Jesus? Have we been seen? The truth is, Jesus sees you and he calls you, come and follow me. But once you come and follow Jesus, there is a second calling within the life of the community because we are the body of Christ. And if we are the body, we give to the life of the world. Desiring mercy over sacrifice. And so as we think about Matthew on this day, we think about the call to discipleship, to follow Jesus as individuals, yes, but also as a community. And we're called to wrestle with, in our own way, what does it mean to desire mercy over sacrifice? And then go and do likewise. Let us pray. Almighty God, you who called Matthew out of his outsiderness to be part of your community, who gave him a task to write this down, who called him to be an apostle of yours, to tell of the good news, who left the old life into the new. Lord, help us to be inspired by it, encouraged by it, that we would walk in the same way towards discipleship as you call each one of us to follow you, but also as a community, Lord, to seek your kingdom, to seek your mercy, and that as we offer a sacrifice that is of praise, of thanksgiving, and of hospitality, and not of judgment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we also come to you this morning, and we join in with churches within our diocese and within the greater Church of Ireland, as well as with many other churches across this world who have dedicated this morning to pray for Israel and Palestine, for peace. There are so many things, Lord, that break our hearts, so many things that we don't know, so much information that we haven't been given or shared. But Lord, we do know this. People are dying. people are hungry. People do not see the other as images of you, but as the enemy. So, Lord, we ask for you to intervene in a way that only you can, that you would bring peace and you would bring comfort and you would bring accountability and that you would stop the madness and the violence, that you would pull on leaders who are entrenched in their own views to see the light. We pray for soldiers who are only following orders to develop a conscience. We pray for hostages who have been in captivity, that they would be brought to safety. We pray for civilians who are running and fearing for their lives, and for the many who have died. Lord, bring peace in the way that only you can. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the church, for its witness of your kingdom in the world. As we think of the words of Jesus, to seek mercy over sacrifice, inspire us as your church to find ways to bear witness of your kingdom in the world, to welcome the orphan, the widow, and the stranger, that our mission would be to welcome and to love, not to build up walls and to close doors. Help us understand the harvest. Help us understand to be your workers in those fields. Give us inspiration to go out and be your body. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we also pray for the state of the world. As we've already prayed for the conflict in Israel and Palestine, we extend our prayers to the rest of the world, as there are connections, there are geopolitical relationships, there are alliances that are all on edge. We don't understand how certain people might be leaders of countries and how your will has allowed it. But Lord, you know all things, and we only see through a glass darkly. So we ask that you, as sovereign over all, would be with those relationships and that you would bring peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for this community of St. Finian's, for all of us gathered here, that you would inspire us, give us strength and courage to love one another well, that we would hear your call on our lives to follow you, and that we would do so. We pray for all of the things that we have on, for Boys Brigade, for Ladies Fellowship, for Alpha, for Youth Fellowship and Sunday School, for Mothers Union. Lord, all of the things that we have, we give to you and ask that you would make it fruitful. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we come to you asking for compassion and mercy for those who are unwell, for those who are anxious, for those who are sick, for those who are injured, for those who are lonely, for those who are bereaved, for those who need to be seen. Lord, we take a moment to offer you the names of those people dear to us now. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And we respond to all we have heard by singing the hymn of the offering, number 643, Be thou my vision.
In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning, hymn 567, Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, I Go.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.